probably 10 years ago, and it was only in the process being completed then.
Well, now it's all completed. Isn't that a pretty chapel down there?
Oh, yes, it is.
17 years ago, a friend and I of mine, we took a trip down there, a two-day trip, and he happened to know the fellow who was the superintendent, because the building was down that archway around there, and a chapel and all. And he knew him real well, and I walked in that chapel, and he was with us, the superintendent. And he said, I understand you play organ sound. And I said, oh, a little, not too much. He unlocked the organ and he said, I wish you'd play for us a little bit. It was sort of impressive to play in there, to think, I don't know, to think about Lincoln and all those.
Yes.
I know I played, I guess, for about 45 minutes. Yes. And I was, I played most of the sacred music that day. It was on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But it was surprising, when you do those things, the people that wants to hear good music have no opportunity to hear it today, just the same as they did back in the 17th and 18th century. To hear the good music, very few people hear it. Regardless of your big symphony programs and concerts you have today. However, it's their fault because a lot of these things are free that they could hear.
Yes.
But when I finished, I was quite surprised. I expect there were 50 or 60 people sitting in that church listening.
That's
right. And when I was down there 2 weeks ago, I walked through there, and all this came back to me. And by the way, the interesting thing was, the fellow that I was with was in Brazil about a year, and his home was at Troy, Indiana, and he left.
That's in Perry County, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he said, I'm going back home. He was a kind of a rover, the fellow that didn't stay put anyplace. Nice looking fall, very interesting fall. But when we was in Troy, I said to George Needham, I said, I would like to check on this fellow. I haven't seen him for 17 years. And I dropped in an oil station, Standard Oil, and I said to the gentleman, I said, would you know a Doyle here in Troy? He says, I certainly do. He's the best, one of my best customers. I said, well, where does he live? And I said, did he live in Brazil at one time? Yes, sir. And I knew then that he knew him. I said, well, I'm from Brazil, and I knew him in Brazil. He said, just a minute. He says, I'll call him. So he called him. And he said, don't you leave there lying. He says, I'll be there in 15 minutes. He lives out west of Troy, 5 miles. He lives about 125 feet above the Ohio River. You can sit in his living room. It's all glass, the south end. And you, about two squares, city squares, you can sit there and look over at the Ohio River and see the barges going up and down. And he and his wife was here this past weekend. And they insist on me coming down there for Thanksgiving, so that's where I'm going to spend the Thanksgiving.
Wow.
So, be a nice place to spend it.
I should say.
The funny thing, he has four of the nicest looking boys you've ever seen. They're all scouts, and that's another thing. He and his wife take quite an active part in the scouts. Very active.
That's true.
Which I think is a very fine thing.
Oh, yeah.
But back 17 years ago to North Doyle, you'd just think he was going to be a bum all of his life.
But not so.
No, just the reverse.
Yeah, that's all right. All right. Let's see, we're talking about rail
fences. We got all that on the tape here.
Or what, we surely have, but that's good. Let's see, next thing. Oh. Now, you were talking about this area out here where you ran the horse,